What is up, y'all? It's Jasmine Ballard here again, host of Black Girls Got Podcast with episode 3. And I'm so excited to actually jump into this episode today. I've gotten a few requests, honestly, from close friends, wanting me to chat a little bit more about my transition from my small hometown of Augusta, Georgia to the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, I know Charlotte may not be a huge city like New York, Boston, which you guys know. Absolutely love Boston, always spending time there, or in LA, but I will definitely say that Charlotte is starting to coin itself, starting to show itself as the small Silicon Valley of the South. So many great things happening here. If you're interested to hear more about my transition, my mindset, where I was in my life when I was living in my small town and my transition to the big city, you want to listen into this episode. When I think back on my journey, leaving Augusta and coming to Charlotte, honestly, y'all, I still get very emotional when I talk about this transition, or even when I just talk about this story with my friends, because it reminds me so much of a dark place that I was in, and how through God's grace and just intentional work on yourself, you can overcome and push through those moments where you feel like you can't get through, or you feel like this is it, like I'm not gonna grow more than this, like I've reached my limit. It shows how the sun still rises on a dark day. So I left Augusta maybe around 2017, 2018, and at that time, I was also going through a major transition where I lost my great job that I had, because I decided to follow my heart and take this content creation internship out in Phoenix, Arizona. So I decided to just take a leave from my job, and I said, you know what, I really want to get into this content game. Before then, I had helped to run like a small social media boot camp. I had some freelance clients for social media, and I'm talking about this is before Reels and, you know, all the jazzy stuff that we have today. So I decided, you know what, like I want to take control of my own life, and I just, you know, want to pursue some of the things that I'm interested in. So I decided to take this internship, which was slated to be about 2 or 3 months out in Phoenix, and I went on my way. And what happened out in Arizona is a whole different story that I'll have to share with you all if you are interested. But fast forward in that, about a month and a half passes by, and I come back from the internship because basically they didn't want to hire me, y'all. Like, they were like, you know, you need to amp up on these skills a little bit, but you should also just consider, you know, starting your own beauty YouTube or starting your own YouTube channel. Like, you could do this too. I know you're trying to work for us, but you should try to do these things. And at the time, I was still in the makeup industry, so of course that's why they would make that suggestion. But y'all, I didn't want that suggestion. I wanted a job. I thought that I was changing my life. I took a leave of absence with no real excuse as to why. I wasn't medical, and took this job. So now I'm back in Augusta, and honestly, I think for the first time in some maybe years at that point, I went through a very deep depression. At the time, I wasn't calling it depression, but looking back in retrospect, that's what I was dealing with. I think that first week I came back from the internship, I probably laid in bed for an entire week. I barely ate, and that turned into weeks and weeks of not really just leaving my room and just loathing in the fact that, you know, what I had deemed as success, you know, at that time, I just kind of saw myself as a failure. You know, and to put the hat back on the skull, when I got back, I actually lost my job because I took all this time off, didn't really have an excuse as to why, and then boom, I'm back. I didn't get this internship, and then I lose my job. So I hope you all can imagine the stress that was on me at that time and just how low I felt. I think that was one of the darkest moments of my life, actually. And then from that, honestly, the beautiful thing that happened from that is this platform started to birth in 2018, where I was sitting in the living room with one of my former friends and literally just talking about, you know, I wish that I had more guidance around these things that I want to do with my life. I wish I had, you know, had someone initiate me into womanhood, right? Because in Black America, we don't necessarily have an initiation when it comes to womanhood and manhood, right? When we look at our other indigenous, African, even some of our Asian cultures, you see the rite of passage that a woman goes through generationally with her family. So, you know, just talking about all of that, like, why doesn't Black America have these things? Man, I wish I had a guide, like a Black girl's guide. So from my last bit of time in Augusta, this brand was birthed, and I think that was a beautiful thing. One thing I want to share with you guys through telling this story is just the power of relationships, and that could be relationships in your family or those that you form out, and having good key people around you to really lift you up and be that support system when maybe you don't have those things. And for me at the time, it was my uncle who lived in Charlotte, and he was visiting, and we hit up this really dope vegan spot out in Augusta, Georgia called Humanitary House. If you're ever out in Augusta, make sure to check out Humanitary House and tell them that Black Girls Guide sent you. One of my favorite spots in my hometown. And we met up there and got us some good vegan eats. And my uncle literally just looked at me, and I felt like it was in the depths of my soul. And he said, you know, why don't you just change it up and switch it up and do something different? You know, I know you love Augusta. Augusta is great. But do you not sometimes feel like maybe you've reached your peak here or your max? Why don't you consider moving to Charlotte? The city is growing. It seems like you're trying to do a lot with your life, but maybe you just need a new environment. Maybe you need to visualize yourself in a different place in order to create a different result. So at the time, I don't feel like I was a visionary, right? I really had a hard time seeing myself in the future, visualizing the things that I wanted to see for my life. So I kind of brushed it off and was like, oh yeah, that's an option. But I have all of these things going on here in Augusta. Yeah, I just lost my job, but I'm trying to figure it out, and I know that I will. And he just continued to urge that, you know, if I continue to do things the way that I had always done them, what result was I really gonna get? Was I gonna get the same result, or was I expecting out of my illusion to see something different? So I thought about that thing for a while, y'all. So long. And then my uncle asked me to house sit. He was going to Cabo or something. And I actually came up, which now in retrospect, guys, I see that he was just trying to set me up. He set me up by getting me to house sit for him. And when I came to Charlotte to house it that entire week, I got a chance to go throughout the city and attend some networking events. And then I started looking for a job, okay? Because I was like, okay, I'm digging this. I see the city. I see the vibe. I see where it's going. And I can fit into this, you know? It seems like the mold here is trying to grow. So probably by day 4 of being there out of my 7-day visit, I realized, oh, hell yeah. Like, I am making the leap of faith. I am coming here. I'm going to find me a job within 1 month, and I'm going to start my transition here to the city very soon. And guys, I spoke it, and that's what came to be. So I found me a job, and I started commuting back and forth from Augusta to Charlotte, doing training for my role before I actually moved here 100%. So I know that's really a general story about a transition, right? Just having someone speak into my life, me then seeing the vision and making the move. But I also feel like this is a grand story around big faith and not necessarily always being able to see the outcome for something that we desire to do. Sometimes it's okay to, as my grandma would always say, do things afraid, right? And I feel like we've heard this phrase so much more. You know, maybe it's just this time of our lives, grandma's advice, her hands, her prayers are starting to come back up and emerge, right? But doing things afraid became the theme of my life from 2018 and on. And from there, I felt like I started to speak the things that I wanted to see in my life. Another thing that was really interesting when I moved here to Charlotte, by the time I actually fully moved here and got integrated into the city, I started going to this beautiful gym called Lifetime, about 35 to 40 minutes across town from my uncle's home. And I would go to this gym, and when I would leave, I would look at the beautiful neighborhoods, the beautiful homes, just everything around this area. And I said to myself, oh, well, I don't feel like I can live here, or, maybe I can't obtain this. And quickly I checked myself and said, no, you deserve to be in whatever space and whatever environment that you desire. And from that, I started to come back to the gym, daily after work or before work, and I would walk around the neighborhood and see myself here. And then maybe a year fast forwarded, I decided to take an apartment tour here in the city at those apartments that I had been looking at for about maybe 8 months to a year. And fast forward, I live here today. I live in that same neighborhood that almost 4 years ago, I was standing outside the gym looking at longing to live in an environment where I could really grow myself and see myself taking things to the next level. And I did that. And I did that through the power of visualization. I did that through the power of speaking positivity over myself, over my life, over my future, and speaking my goals into existence. I spoke that thing until it became. And even though it didn't become until 2 years into me living into the city, it still happened for me because I set my intention. So I hope that this brief story about me transitioning to Charlotte from Augusta at least gave you some inspiration for yourself as you think about your dreams as we move into the last quarter of this year and into year 2023. As you think about the vision that you have cast for your life, your business, your family, your travel, or just your own personal dreams, remember to visualize that thing. Surround yourself with the people who can support your vision and also bring life in those areas that you may be dead in, or that you may not necessarily have the vision or provision to see. Make sure to surround yourself with a support system who can lift you up at all times and also check you when you need to be checked. And thirdly, never give up on yourself. So many times throughout this transition, I wanted to give up. I wanted to just lay in that bed when I lost my job initially, and I didn't want to move forward. I physically didn't have the energy to push through to see the future that I could form for myself. So remember in your darkest hour that the sun is always around the corner. I remember as a kid, I was really fascinated with just the yin and yang sign, right? Because what that shows is in darkness, there is always light, and in light, there is even darkness. So today, I hope you all embrace that as you go through your own life transitions and remember that you are enough. You have everything within you to move to the next level. And for those things that you feel like you don't, you have the people around you to support you and uplift you. I hope this has been inspirational. I hope you all have a great day. And if there's any other things you all want to know around my transition to Charlotte, from Augusta, make sure to ask. And I will link some of these places that I talked about in the show notes below. Have a beautifully blessed day, and you are enough. Bye.